Meet another slightly more junior superstar of STEM, Kate Cole, and why she's so special.
I'm an occupational hygienist and engineer, and my specialty is protecting workers from airborne hazards and preventing lung diseases like silicosis. So I'm a bit of a mask safety guru. And I guess you could say that my work and area of expertise is having an important moment with the COVID-19 pandemic. I started becoming aware of fake or counterfeit masks, particularly N95 or P2 masks in Australia at the beginning of the year. It was an issue that I knew was going to be really important, and I knew that we would quickly run out of time if we didn't get on top of it. Frontline health workers in particular were at risk. But as just one person, it can be a real challenge to get the message out. But I had media training as part of the Superstars program, and I worked with the STA team to approach media outlets with this issue. And by the end of May, I'd secured front page newspaper coverage. That very same day, the story was published in The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, the Federal Health Minister ordered a national probe into counterfeit masks in hospitals. That led the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or the TGA, to order a review into face masks. And that led to more than 280 brands of masks being withdrawn from the TGA register and from our hospitals. It's also led to a better understanding of the need for tighter restrictions on these masks. And I ended up co-authoring a guide which was supported by a coalition of health and safety related organisations. And that's to help people wanting to buy legitimate and safe products. That coalition of experts with the support of the Australian Council of Trade Unions is calling for a national register of these products at the moment. So overall, it was a huge impact. I've worked in this area for a long time, and bringing this issue to the media meant it progressed far more rapidly than I ever could have achieved on my own. Without having been through that media training in the Superstars of STEM program, I would not have had the skills to work directly with journalists on this issue. And when science is listened to and evidence is at the forefront of the public debate, that means safer workplaces across Australia and better health for our community. And as an expert working in this area, that's what I want to see. And that's why I chose my profession to begin with. It was to make a difference. I wanted to be able to be effective in the way that I communicate the science behind worker health and safety so that I could inform how decisions are made at that policy level. And that's exactly what this has achieved. I'm very grateful to the Superstars of STEM program. And I think this story is a good example of what having this kind of training and skills in the scientific community can do to help us raise the alarm when we need to and ensure evidence is at the center of how we make decisions, particularly when we're in the middle of a crisis like COVID-19. So I would encourage anyone else to put yourself and your research in the public spotlight, seek out that training through a program like Superstars and have your voice heard. And that's particularly important for women's voices. We need to ensure our faces are seen, our opinions are counted in scientific debate. We need to be confident in speaking up on issues that we are passionate about, and we need role models that have gone before us so we know it can be done.
Kate Cole, a superstar of STEM, a scheme organised by Science and Technology Australia, the outfit representing scientific societies.